This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, so very happy to be with you today. Always eager to receive your phone calls here. Let me give you that number. It's toll-free for you right here in North America. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986, inviting you to pick up the phone and give us a call right away. I always say, don't delay, call right away. We want to hear from you today. We certainly do. So I invite you to give us a call here. Always eager to know what's going on in your life as we seek to live this abundant life in Jesus Christ and to share it with others. Another way that you can connect with us is via EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. I invite you to get out there and use the chat feature. It is there for you. Yes, it is. All you do is put your question or comment into that space. It's going to get retrieved and put up on the board. If you're a first-time caller or a first-time submitter, well, I certainly do want to know about that, and I will ring my bell here. I'm going to ring it. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. It's a very loud bell, isn't it? Ring that bell for you today to welcome you for your debut right here on Women of Grace Live. As I say to you, so very frequently, it's your questions that set the direction for our program that helps for all of us to grow in our faith, right? And to grow in relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. I just love using the airwaves for the glory and honor of God. I talk with you about that all the time right here. So we do invite you to do all that. I also invite you to leave a comment for us 24/7. Sometimes something pops into your head or, you know, maybe something was said during the show and it works in you and you say, gee, I have a question about that, but we're not on the air. Well, you don't have to worry about that because we've got a number for you to use so that you can leave that question that comes into your mind right there for us. All you have to do is go out to EWTN's listener comment line. And that number is area code 1-205-795-5773. I'll repeat it for you and I'll go a little bit more slowly. That is country code 1-205-795-5773. We'll get that question, especially if you put in the subject line for Women of Grace. We'll get that. We'll get your call. It'll get up on the board, and I'll be able to address it at another point in time. So I do invite for you to give us a call here. Always want to hear from you, as I say. Also want you to visit our website, womenofgrace.com. We have all kinds of really good things there for you. We certainly do. We're always about something, and we've got up a bit of a fall lineup. We're even taking you into the summer of next year by giving you our Malvern dates now. Oftentimes you say, oh, I wish that I would have known that these were the dates I planned a vacation at that time. I would have rearranged all that. Well, the fact of the matter is we're putting them up there early for you for that reason. We want for you to have some advance notice on when we are going to be back at Malvern for our annual Women of Grace retreat. Now, we do things all through the course of the year. We certainly do. But this is a big event that's been going on there at Malvern for many, many years. I can tell you for sure that it's been going on for at least 17, 18, 19, 20 years. So that's a long time, and it's become very much a part of what it is that we do and where we like to go. So those dates are up there for you. That's going to be happening. Now, these are 2025 dates, in July of 2025. The 24th, 25th, and 26th kicked off, as it always is, by the Benedicta Enrichment Seminar, followed up right there the next day with our retreat that begins in the evening on July 25th and runs through Sunday, July 27th. On the 26th, which is the Saturday, of course, we'll have the women's retreat, but we will also be having a Young Women of Grace retreat day. Yes, we will. And it's going to be a lovely time for all of the young women that attend. We'll have the theme up for you. We'll get all of the speakers up there for you as soon as we get them confirmed so that we can keep you informed. You know, but do a hold the date on your own personal calendar so that you can join us for this beautiful opportunity that takes place annually there at Malvern. Want to let you know that in September, and I know you're saying September, John, my goodness, but I had to tell you what, you know, they're in Birmingham and I'm in Florida right now here in Florida. The kids go back back to school in August. I mean, some of the children are returning to school in other places the beginning of August. So you know how that is. As soon as school starts, gracious sakes, I mean, whether you have kids in school or you don't have kids in school, somehow, you know, that school calendar still affects our lives. And the next thing you know, it's September. So September's going to be here soon. I invite you to join us in September at the, you know, front end of September, September the 9th. We are going to begin a new book study that will be led by Sue Brinkman, our Wacky Wednesday woman. It's not going to be on wacky things, though. This is going to be on Maurice and Therese, The Story of a Love, a beautiful, beautiful book that's available for you once again in print. Years ago, when this book first came out, I had the beautiful opportunity to interview the bishop who gathered these letters together and gave us some commentary with them and provided this beautiful book. That was the auxiliary bishop of the Archdiocese of New York, Bishop Patrick Ahern. Maybe some of you know him or remember him. I remember him so well. I'll give you just a little bit of a memory that I had with him. He made a deep impression on me, I think because he was just so affable. He was just so easy to be around. Just a lovely, lovely person, and real spiritual father. You could sense that in him. You could sense his spiritual paternity. And I said to him, I don't think I said this in the show. We might have been on a break, but maybe I said it in the show. That little detail, I don't quite remember. But I said to him, oh, I said, you know, Bishop, I just love St. Therese so much. I said, I just love her, the little flower. He said, isn't she the bee's knees? I just thought that was so cute. Isn't she the bee's knees? And, you know, you could tell that he had this intimate relationship with this holy little saint of the church, you know, but that bee's knees expression goes all the way back to the 20s. So he has now gone on to his eternal reward. I'm quite certain that maybe he knew that term from his youth, you know, or maybe he was a teenager or a young adult at that time. I don't know, because he was a little elderly when I interviewed him all those many years ago, which I think might have been in the late 90s. I can probably look. I think I even have a copy of that book down here in Florida. I can probably just look at the copyright and figure that one out. But it doesn't really matter. What really matters is that we are going to be studying that book with Sue Brinkman, who is a Third Order Discalced Carmelite, beginning on September the 9th. So it's not too early to order your book. You might want to go through it first, even though she assigns, you know, the reading. If you go through it first, you'll be all set to go, and then you can refresh yourself by reading it again. But it's an absolutely beautiful book, an absolutely beautiful book. It's letters that were exchanged between St. Therese of Lisieux and a seminarian. And it's her advice and counsel to him, his questions to her, but also, you know, an insight into this holy friendship that developed between them. And this is something that's always captivated me, is that we have these holy pairs, P-A-I-R-S, not the fruit, but holy pairs, P-A-I-R-S, of men and women who, through this, you know, fraternal love for each other, a real brotherly, sisterly love for each other, encouraged each other along the path of holiness. And it reminds me of the fact that we're called to that today. And one of the great ways that we have of doing that is really right here on Catholic Radio. We become spiritual friends to each other through this medium of communication. So I invite you to give us a call here, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We're here for you today. We certainly are. Matthew Gubinski on phones, Michael McCall retrieving questions, Rich Jesse producing, coming right back. Stay with us.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. So happy to be with you today. I certainly am. I was giving you some information at the front end of the show here about all of the wonderful things that are coming up soon. We certainly do want you to join us for that book study. But I also want to remind you about the fact that we are going to be in Coleman, Alabama, beginning October the 14th for a week-long immersive course for our Benedicta Institute for Women. Now, I've been telling you about this Benedicta Institute for Women, and it is a wonderful opportunity for ladies to learn more about our faith, but to learn more about who we are as women and the call and mission that is ours in light of our Blessed Virgin Mary. We want to know the feminine genius who is Our Lady so that we can model ourselves after her, really acquire, if you will, a Marian form, a Marian character. And to that end, we offer courses through the Benedicta Institute for Women. One of the beautiful features of the Benedicta Institute for Women is that you can earn a certification in Catholic women's leadership. The whole program is explained for you out there at our website, womenofgrace.com. You'll see Benedicta Institute in the navigational bar. Just click on that. It'll open up. It'll tell you all about it. It will tell you how it operates. Now, the courses are there. If you determine that you want to move forward in and into this opportunity for certification, you can, or you can come for spiritual enrichment. For this week-long immersive, October 14th to the 20th, Dr. Donald Wallenfang, our academic advisor, is going to be our instructor. We're going to be talking about the dignity of dust, right? Isn't that an interesting thing? Contemplating our humanity. If we want to know who we are as women, we have to understand ourselves in the context of humanity and who humanity is in God's eyes, right? Then we can get to the specification of who we are as women. So it's going to be a fascinating exploration. We've got, an abundantly capable academic advisor, Dr. Donald Wallenfang. So many of us were so edified by what he shared when we were at Our Lady of Florida Spiritual Center back in April, and again when we took an online course, The Essentials of Carmelite Spirituality. So I know you're going to be thrilled by it. We do want you to check out our website. It'll give you the information on how you can contact us to find out more. Registration is available right online for you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we love to have that whole conversation with you. Again, that number 833-288-EWTN. Available for you too out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Simply use the chat feature and join us. We are eager, EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page, the chat feature, just put your comment in there and join us that way. We'll get it retrieved and up on the board for you. If you're a first-time caller or a first-time submitter, do let us know and I will ring my bell to welcome you for your debut. I love ringing that little bell. Not as much as I enjoy talking to you, but I do enjoy ringing that little bell. So if you've never called in before, do call in today. All of that being said, you know, I am so eager to find out how it is that you came into a deeper relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, or if you are in the process of coming into a deeper relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. I would like to know about your testimony. Today is Tuesday, and on Tuesdays, you know, we do in a very special way within our context of our Catholic faith, we look at the cross. We look at the cross in a profound way every Friday. But on Tuesdays, for those who pray the rosary every day, you know, we pray the sorrowful mysteries. And so this brings into our recollection the sacrifice that is ours by way of Christ's cross. How then do we enter into that? And was there a specific moment in time when the beautiful gift of redemptive grace began to flow into our lives? I would love to know about it in your case. I certainly would. So let me just share with you the way in which that can be done. All you need to do is to formulate your little testimony around these three categories. I was, Jesus did, I am. I was, Jesus did, I am. It is the simplest, the easiest, and the most, flexible and accessible way to share your testimony. So I'd like you to think about that for a moment. You know, did you have a profound moment, Or, you know, were you always in a state of recognition of the great gift that is yours by way of the cross of our Lord? Maybe it was an individual who came into your life and shared the good news with you. Now, I have to tell you, I was born and raised a Catholic. I was educated in parochial school. You know, I had 12 years of parochial education, Vincentian Sisters of Charity when I was in elementary school, and Dominican Sisters when I was in a high school. Fell away from the faith for 10 years, just listening to the zeitgeist, you know, the spirit of the age. Got carried away with Johnette, you know, and really it kind of shoved the Lord out of my life, even though there was always a longing and a recognition that I was not living the way I should be living. Nonetheless, I allowed myself to follow that path for a period of time. And it was 10 years before I came back. And I had a grandmother. My grandmother was a praying grandmother, my dad's mother. She prayed the rosary every day. And I've told you this before, 13 grandchildren. She prayed a rosary every day for each one of us. That was 13 rosaries a day. I once asked her, Graham, how many rosaries a day do you pray? She says, well, I don't really know, but I can tell you, I pray one for each of you grandchildren. That's an amazing thing, an amazing reality. So I believe that, you know, the very remote, cause of my acknowledgement of Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, my gift of redemption, came by way of my baptism and the other sacraments of initiation that I received, my First Holy Communion and confirmation, and the good tutelage of my parents and my educators, right? But you know, that was there, that was always there. But then my grandmother's rosaries, I think, for me specifically, became probably the proximate cause, right? The proximate cause. But then the most immediate cause was the testimony of a friend that led me to a charismatic prayer meeting. And by way of her testimony, I was able, and it was a witness really of her life going through a very difficult time. It was her testimony. And I came back through the charismatic renewal. And it's just been a love affair with the Lord ever since, right? Through all of the highs and the lows of my life. So I was born and raised a Catholic and fell away from the faith. Jesus, through the prayer of my grandmother and the testimony of a friend, led me back into a consideration of my faith. And then I followed through with that. And now I am a woman who loves our Lord and seeks to proclaim his marvelous deeds to the ends of the earth. I was, Jesus did, I am. I'll bet you have a testimony. I'll bet you do. And I'd love for you to share it with us. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You know, I'm thinking maybe, what if we did this every week? Testimony Tuesdays. I kind of like the sound of that. I would love it. So pick up the phone, give us a call. How has Jesus shown up in your life? Use my formula. Don't use my formula. It's not mine. I didn't create it. I copped it, as we used to say. You know, I copped it. I got it from somebody else. But it's good. It served me in good stead and many, many others. Maybe it was through, some kind of an outreach that you came into a fuller understanding of your life in Christ. I hear from women all of the time, your foundational study led me into an intimate union with Jesus, right? Sometimes God uses, means like that. Maybe you experienced something like that, a book study, a Bible study, the testimony of a friend that really brought you into this beautiful, beautiful new place, new chapter in your life by way of faith. I'd love to know. So would everybody else listening today. But we'll take your calls about anything. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Again, want to remind you, if you're a first-time caller, do want to know about that. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to ring our happy little bell for you. Yes, we are, to welcome you for your debut right here on Women of Grace Live. So pick up the phone and do give us a call. Looking forward to it. All of that being said, you know, here we are on this beautiful Tuesday in the Lord. I think really acknowledging the great importance of a life of faith, the great importance of drawing nearer and nearer and nearer to our Lord. I was just reading a book. It's a new book by Dr. Ray Gurundi. I know so many of you listen to him on his radio broadcast, The Doctor Is In, and watch him in his television series on EWTN as well. And I'm going to be interviewing him tomorrow, as a matter of fact, for 4 shows, which will be coming up real soon. And I'm real excited about it. So I was reading his new book in preparation for that. And in this book, it's basically a question and answer book. It's a compilation of questions that he's been asked over the years on his radio program, and maybe too when he goes out and speaks publicly. You know, he gives us such really, really great answers. But, you know, in many cases, it's people that are talking about their worries and their concerns for fellow family members that have fallen away from the faith, from children who are no longer practicing their faith, or from the difficulties and struggles that they're facing by way of the cultural influences on family members, whether it be children or siblings, you know, adult siblings even. And so, you know, we know that we're up against it, but into this moment in time, God has sent you. Into this moment in time, God has given you life because he wants for you to be an answer, a solution, just as Dr. Ray is giving answers and solutions in this new book. You know, God wants for you to be a solution giver to others by way of your witness, by way of what it is that you say. The two go together. You know, so we talk the talk, but we also walk the walk that we're talking, right? So, you know, God, I know, is using you in abundant ways. And maybe he used someone in your life, right? To be that proclaimer, to be that solution solver to your question of faith, right? Let us know about it. We've got Catherine with us. Catherine is a first-time caller calling us from right here in Birmingham, Alabama. And she is going to share with us right now. I am going to ring my bell since she's a first-timer. Hey, Catherine, how are you?
Hey, Jeanette. I'm great. How are you?
Very, very well. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for having me on your program.
Well, sure. And so what do you want to share with us today?
So I don't know how much time I have, but it's interesting. In October of 2022, I attended a Knights of Columbus meeting with a friend because really for moral support, and she didn't want to go by herself. And it was at 7 in the morning, which I work from home, so normally that's not a time I would be out, but I just felt called to go. And then toward the end of the program, God just planted a seed in me, and he said, "You have got to start mentoring young girls. They are being sucked up into the secular world, snatched up into the vacuum, and they have their parents' work, and they don't have anyone to spend quality time with them." And my mom was so awesome. She was a stay-at-home mom, and so we talked a lot, and I had these morals and values instilled in me, and God was like, "You've got to use those morals and values that God instilled in you with your mom into these girls." And so I got with a couple of friends, and I told them about, you know, this God Girls on Fire is what we titled it. And we met. One friend ended up meeting her husband, and she got married. So she kind of fell away. And the other girl got busy with her career, so it just fizzled out. But the fire and the desire to do this for these young girls never left me. But I didn't have any girls, and I didn't know how to go about getting them. And so this February, it was in the Our Lady of Sorrows Catholic Church newsletter that there was Women of Grace adult study, and I kept thinking, I would really like to do that, but I put it off. Well, 2 days before the class, I emailed Cindy Westbrook, who is over the top phenomenal, and asked her if I could join, and she said yes, and so I enrolled, and it was the most life-changing, best thing that ever happened to me, because, you know, we all come from broken places, and I think that, too, a lot of women think, well, I've sinned so much, or I have so much baggage, or I'm not worthy of this. I'm not fit for this, but you are, because we're all naked before God with our clothes on. He sees through everything. And so all of these women, I think God handpicked them to be at this group at this time. And everybody was real and raw and vulnerable. And we all just bonded like family. And if someone had something that they needed to confess, or we didn't judge anybody, we prayed for them. And toward the end of the class, when it neared the end, nobody wanted to disband. We all wanted to stay together. And so we kept in touch. I've made some of the best friends that they'll be friends for life through that group. So as the class was over, Cindy asked me, would I be interested in being a facilitator for Young Women of Grace? And I knew immediately that that's what God had called me to do, but I told her I would pray about it. But anyway, I'm going to start, I hope, the end of September, the 1st of October, doing what God planted that seed in me in October 2022, because Cindy has the girls and we have the venue and I have a co-facilitator. And so God just worked this whole thing out, but everything is always in his timing because he planted the seed 2 years ago, but now it's coming to fruition.
Oh, Catherine, I am applauding. I am so excited. I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited about what's happening at Our Lady of Sorrows Catholic Church right here in Homewood, Alabama. It's very right there near Birmingham. It's kind of like a little suburb of Birmingham. So excited about what's happening through the fiats that so many of you have given to the Women of Grace program and to the Young Women of Grace program. I know that the Young Women of Grace has been going at Our Lady of Sorrows Catholic School for a few years now, and it's just producing wonderful, wonderful fruit in the lives of these young women and in the school at large. And, you know, I'll tell you, it's interesting because God often, I mean, he does that seed planting, and we, you know, in our own kind of time frame of looking at the world and our lives, figure, oh, it's going to happen really soon. You know, it's going to happen tomorrow. And it doesn't. Oftentimes, he plants the seed, and it takes years and years and years for it to come. So he's moved really quickly with you. 2 years is nothing, you know, but it's just a marvelous opportunity. And I can tell you one thing, and I don't know this from experience because as I, you know, my disclaimer is I've never facilitated a Women of Grace study. I've written it, you know, the apostolate, you know, I do that apostolate, but I've never facilitated either the adult group nor the young women's group. But I do know that the women who have, and we've had hundreds of women who have done this, I do know that the sense of spiritual maternity, the connection that they feel with our Blessed Mother, bringing Jesus Christ to the world and the world to Jesus Christ, is really phenomenal. So there are so many, many, many heavenly blessings waiting for you. I'm so excited for you, Catherine. I'm so appreciative for your fiat. And wait till you see what the Lord is going to do in you. Hallelujah. Oh, Catherine, thank you for your testimony today. May God bless you. I hope to see you all soon. 833-288-EWTN is the way you can join us with your testimony today. Give us a call.
The Women of Grace phone lines are open, 1-833-288-EWTN, 1-833-288-3986.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. So happy to be with you today. It's a Testimony Tuesday here on Women of Grace Live. We're asking you to share your testimony about how it is that God has moved in your life. Perhaps it was an initial conversion experience. Perhaps it was a reversion experience, as I had shared with you. Maybe, you know, God has brought you into a deeper relationship with him by way of an outreach that you've experienced or the testimony of a friend. We would love to hear about it. I shared with you a little formula for helping you to phrase your testimony. I was, Jesus did, I am. We would love to hear from you about what he did in your life or any other question or comment that you might have today. If you're a first timer, we want to know. I'll ring my little welcome bell for you. The number for you to use is toll free right here in North America. It's 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Also available for you out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Simply use the chat feature. Put your question, comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement in there. We'll get it retrieved and up on the board for you. Do want to let you know, too, we're available for you outside of North America. Your number, country code 1-205-271-2985. Catherine is with us. She's holding for us through that break. She's in Birmingham, Alabama, and she was telling us about how it was that a Women of Grace study that she took at Our Lady of Sorrows Catholic Church right there in Homewood, Alabama, how that opened the door for her to begin working with young women, which was a desire in her heart a seed that the Lord planted all the way back in 2022 that's finally coming to fruition as she is approaching leading a young Women of Grace study right there through Our Lady of Sorrows. So, Catherine, I'm excited about this. When do you think that's going to be beginning?
Well, I'm hoping we had a meeting yesterday, and so we're hoping that if not the end of September, then sometime the first week in October.
Very good. Well, that's a good time of the year because it allows the students to get their feet on the ground a little bit, you know, before
right.
they head off into an activity like this. But as I was telling you before the break, I just know it's going to be beautiful, beautiful, beautiful experience for you and for others. And I know that Cindy's doing so much work right here in the Diocese of Birmingham with regard to Women of Grace. And I'm just so happy that you have followed up on this. I did have a chance to speak with all of you ladies as you were closing out your Women of Grace study group.
Yes.
And I think you and I chatted,
visiting.
Didn't we? Did we chat for a moment or two?
We didn't get to finish.
Isn't that the way that it goes?
Right. There's so much more. I was like, oh, there's so much more. And you were telling us things I had more questions about. And so you need to come back.
Anytime. The benefit is that I am right here and it's just a short car ride away. So absolutely, absolutely. Well, do right. keep us posted on how all of this goes. And, you know, I'm hoping that at some point in time, Cindy and others like yourself will be offering the Moments with Mary study as well. But we want to keep that Women of Grace foundational study going too. So much good work being done. And oh my goodness, I just am picturing you, you know, like in farm clothes with a plow in your hand and you're going up out there and you're going to just plow up the graces of the Lord and the souls of all of these young ladies.
Yes, I told Cindy, I said, this is going to be one of the best programs to come through Our Lady of Sorrows Catholic Church. And then back to that meeting in October 2022, I was out walking last night. I was like, what? Why were you at that meeting? What did they say? What did they talk about? And it was a blank page. And then I saw the colors green and gold. And I'm like, it was Guadalupe Radio. So the Blessed Virgin Mary is in on this too, like, you know. So I thought that was very powerful.
It is very powerful. And she always is in on these things. There's no question about it. So
right.
Beautiful. Beautiful all the time. Our Blessed Mother draws us to herself. So, oh my goodness. Well, thank you so very much. And I am eager to hear how everything's going for you, Catherine. So please do keep us posted, okay?
We certainly will. And thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. I do want to let you know, because Guadalupe Radio is right here in the Birmingham area, and I'm going to be seeing so many good people this Thursday evening as they hold their gala. I'm excited about that, looking forward to it. But I do want to let you know that at St. Mark the Evangelist Catholic Church right here in this area, if you're listening locally, they will be hosting a study as well, and it will be a Women of Grace foundational study. And I am seeking the information right now here on my computer to see if I can give you the exact dates. And, you know, so I want to invite you. I know that Mary Beth Crumley, who is going to be leading that, is very open to having women from other parishes come and join too. So if you have an interest and you're in this location, then I encourage you to give it a look. You can go out to our website, womenofgrace.com. You'll see study information listed there. If you click on that, it will give you an opportunity to see where all of the online and the in-person studies are going to be taking place in the very near future. So here it is. I've got the information for you. So this is going to be a 14-week Women of Grace foundational study. It's going to start on September the 6th. It's not too late to get started at St. Mark the Evangelist Catholic Church. It's going to be held until December the 13th. That's lovely. It's the day after the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Right.
Beautiful thing. And I am just looking to see if I can see the time. It's going to be at 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. So there's some good information.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. So spread the word, Catherine. Thank you very much, Catherine. I look forward to seeing you really soon. I'm going to go to Selena now. And Selena is in Oceanside, California. She is with us via YouTube today. She, too, is a first-timer. And I am ringing my bell for you. Selena, welcoming you as I welcomed Catherine. And you want to share your testimony. You're with us via YouTube.
Yes.
So share with us.
So, I was born and raised Catholic, and I started going to non-denomination Christian churches. And then, I don't know, I just felt like Mary was calling me back, like, to her. And everybody that I would meet, come in contact with, the women, their names would be Mary. And I never told them, but it was like maybe like more than three. And so, I'm pretty much came to the city. I'm very new here, and I'm trying to get established. And I went to the mission and I gave my very first confession, because when I did the whole sacrament, I didn't finish the confirmation, so I never did the confession. And so this time I did the confession. I went in and I did it, and I felt it was just very different. The priest told me that pray one of our Father and receive the Holy Sacrament the following Sunday, and to make sure that I did that. So I did, but I went to a different church and I did it there. And in the whole service was about the Eucharist, and it was a totally different church, and I felt like God was speaking to me. And I really feel like the confirmation, like me confessing, I mean, that really helped me. Like, I felt like it's not just going to help me, but I feel like it's a need for everybody to go and confess their sins if they've never done it, to do it, because that was my very first time doing it with the priest, and it was just different. It was even the prayer of the Our Father was very different, a different experience for me.
Oh, Selena, this is a beautiful testimony. I have a question for you. So when you talk about confirmation, you know, now, did you ever receive your first Holy Communion?
I did.
You did. Okay, very good. But you did not make your first confession with that?
I don't remember. So even if I did, wouldn't remember, because I had a car accident. So I had like in between, like in 2013, I had like a head injury. So I don't really remember. Even if I did do it, I don't remember if I did it, but I know like that was in my younger years when I was underage, you know?
Yes.
And so now that I'm an adult, I've always confessed my sins, of course, to my God. He's never been out of my life. He's never been far away.
Yes.
And he's always been there. I've always confessed my sins to him, but never
to
someone on earth, like physically.
Yes. Yes. You know, I'm just so glad you're talking about this experience in its totality and sharing that particular aspect with us, because, you know, we as Catholics have a tremendous opportunity, and that is to receive absolution. And we know that the priest is in persona Christi by virtue of the sacrament of holy orders, which is what makes him a priest. There's actually, you know, the best way that I can describe it is it's an ontological change, and that's a big word, but ontological means something having to do with the very nature of the person. So he remains, you know, a man, obviously, but he's more than a man in that Jesus Christ operates through him in a wholly different way than he operates through those who are not ordained. So, you know, we as women, we're never going to be ordained, but he operates, you know, he operates in a very specific way. He makes them and another Christ. He gives them, a participation in his own authority. And that particular sacrament we see being instituted by Christ when he comes to the apostles after his resurrection, and he says, "Peace I leave you, my peace I bring to you." And he tells them, you know, whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them. Whose sins you shall retain, they are retained. And so that's a participation in the capacity of our Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us our sins. So when we go into that sacrament, and you sensed it, You knew it, and you said that in your testimony. There was something about it. It was different than just confessing your sins to God. You experienced something there. And what you experienced was the profound reality of the sacrament of holy orders and the efficacy or effectiveness of that sacrament. It was Jesus operating through that priest in a very particular way. You go in, and yes, there is the priest, man, on the other side of that screen or that you're facing. You can go either way. However, when he pronounces those words, it's Jesus that you're confessing your sins to by way of the priest. And when the priest is making, you know, saying those words or praying those words of absolution, I absolve you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And he's making that sign of the cross. That is Jesus himself operative through the man who is forgiving you your sins and absolving you of your sins. And even when you prayed the Our Father after that, you say that there was something very different about that. It was very
different.
Well, I could
tell you, I could explain a little bit further. So when I prayed the Our Father, immediately the person that I felt deceived me, which was obviously my own choice and to go back to sin and backslide from the mm-hmm. Father, immediately I thought of that person and that family. And so immediately, I felt a forgiveness, like a true forgiveness.
Oh, Selena. Oh, my goodness, honey.
It was different because it was like a forgiveness prayer. Like God was like, even though you have said over and over, you forgave this family, you forgave this family. Now it is forgiven because you are forgiven, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Wow. My goodness sakes. What a beautiful, beautiful realization and gift you were given. Your emotions caught up with the action that you had made, but was in some way, you know, compromised by the fact that you had not sought reconciliation. You know, I don't think that we understand the operations of the spiritual as well as we would like to, but you are giving us a new insight here. That there is something about, well, Jesus says that right there in the Our Father. He gives us that prayer, whose sins you shall forgive. Forgive us this day our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So if you take those words literally, forgive us as we forgive. So if we are not forgiving, then our ability to forgive is compromised. And, you know, if we, you know, are striving to forgive to the extent that we are forgiven, is that forgiveness efficacious in us? Just a beautiful, beautiful insight. I really am probably going to take that into my time of prayer and ponder that a little bit more deeply. But you've done a beautiful, beautiful thing here, Selena, in arriving at that place of forgiveness. And you're giving us a very good teaching today. As well as that. So the Lord is already in wonderful, dramatic ways, you know, bringing you into a new place and using you in a beautiful way for the sake of the salvation of others. Thank you, Selena. Also, too, just a comment about our Blessed Mother. You know, it's interesting how she does what she does. And her, what is her, you know, we call it her role, R-O-L-E. But the fact of the matter is, it is her divine pleasure, you know, it's at the divine pleasure and her divine pleasure, her holy pleasure to make good on what God has entrusted to her. And what is he entrusted? He's entrusted to her the bringing of our Lord Jesus Christ into the world and bringing the world to Jesus Christ. So our Blessed Lady works in conjunction with her Son. He's the Savior. But she's his helpmate, you know. We've got this beautiful reality, this beautiful new Adam and new Eve thing that takes place here. They work together as it was always meant to be for the sake and the operation of souls. And you see that, and you understood that. And that's why our Blessed Lady was up to. And, you know, the Holy Spirit kept impressing her on you through all of these ladies that you met whose names were Mary. Just a beautiful testimony in every way. Selena, I'm so grateful you called today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Bye-bye now. Don't be a stranger. First time, but hopefully not the last time you'll call in. Thank you, Selena. God bless you. Wow, wasn't that beautiful? Two beautiful testimonies. And we've got Stephen with us. He's a first-time caller from Hobbs, New Mexico. Ringing my bell for you, Stephen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Listening to us via Sirius Station 130. That's Sirius XM. Hi, Stephen.
Well, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, ma'am. I have a testimony.
Yes.
And sometimes I choke up sometimes, honey, because it's been a long time since I've said it. And I used to tell people all the time my testimony. But I heard your radio station, and I just want everybody to hear it, you know?
Sure.
At one time, I was dying of cirrhosis of the liver, hun. And I was going back and forth to hospitals, back and forth, you know? And one time, I end up at Methodist Hospital there in Dallas, Texas. And I shrunk down to 148 pounds. I was yellow, gray. I was actually dying, huh? And I remember my wife, my daughter would be there in the room with me. And I got to where I didn't eat no more. I remember that. I got to where I didn't talk that much. You know, and I remember one day, it was on a Sunday, honey, I'll tell you, it was on a Sunday, and I woke up that day, and I wasn't talking to anybody, but something started making me look at the clock, seeing what time it was, and all day long, I kept on looking at the clock, and it got down to 9:30 p.m., and I told my wife and my daughter to go to their room. And I told them like this, son. I told them, you can see me tomorrow. That's what I told them. I didn't tell them I would see them tomorrow. I told them they could see me tomorrow. And I remember that my wife didn't want to leave. But I told her to go ahead and go. And all the time that I was sick, when I was sick, at home, I was taking other hospitals. I never asked my wife to give me a kiss. I told her, babe, give me a kiss. And she looked at me, she goes, what are you up to? I said, I'm not nothing, Margaret. Well, you think I'm going to get walked? And she goes, well, you have to tell that I can tell. She gave me a kiss. I looked at her eyes, and I seen her walk away. And at 10 o'clock, I looked. I said, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to go home now. I'm ready. So I got on my stomach, covered my head. I started saying my Our Father. As I was saying my Our Father, I would get glimpses, flashes of my family, pictures of what they were doing, and things just on my family. And then I would just keep seeing these glimpses. And then I start saying, I said my Hail Mary. I started saying my Hail Mary, and I started seeing all the bad things I did in my life. And as I continued to say my Hail Mary, then I started seeing some of the good things I seen in my life. I was seeing glimpses. And next thing you know, I was praying. I asked God to forgive me for being selfish to my family, but I am ready to go home now. I'm ready. I want to go home. And honey, I seen the light, but it was the light of the room. I jumped up, and I noticed I was in the room. And then I said, no, this can't be. I want to go home. He's supposed to take me home. Now look what time it was, and it was 1:45 a.m. I said, no, I fell asleep. I fell asleep saying my prayers. I forgot to say my amen. So, honey, I was just about to roll over and start saying my prayers again. And next thing I know it, the door opens up. and this man, young man, walks like he's never been in a room before.
2 minutes. We've just got about a minute
around,
and a half.
Yeah, he looked around, and he goes, he walked up on me. He said my name, and I said, yes, that's who I am. And then I go, he goes, have you been selected for a new liver? I said, I don't know. I don't know till Thursday. And he goes, well, it shows here that you've been selected for a new liver.
Oh, my goodness.
See, this is how he said it, hon. He goes, and the people downstairs will come and get you at 6.
Oh, my
and I
goodness,
wasn't
Steven.
Happy. I wasn't thrilled. I wasn't even, I know, I was shocked. So I told him, well, let me call my wife. I reached over to grab my phone, and I called my wife, and then I noticed that he was gone when I turned around.
We are right to the end of the program. But you got your liver, right? You got the new liver, and you're healed, and you're well. And God answered maybe your wife's prayer. What a beautiful story. Oh, my heavens, what a beautiful story. It goes to show, friends, that, you know, there's something about that Our Father. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Carol, I'm going to ask you to give us a call tomorrow. I want to hear your testimony. What a beautiful opportunity we've had together today, friends. God bless you now. Thank you. Bye-bye now.